Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Welcome to the holiday special, Comedy Concepts. Your host, Nancy Lombardo, on Blog Talk Radio. We have a weird, not fun, holiday special for those of you who are holiday challenged. And I know you're out there. There's a lot of you. And we're going to get to you as soon as possible. Let's start with December people, I think. Nice rock start. Wow. Pretty wild Christmas, huh? No, there's more December people.
Oh,
morning, menorahs are bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's Hanukkah somewhere tonight. It's Kwanzaa somewhere, a festival with lights. Seven candles are burning with principles so bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's Kwanzaa somewhere tonight. It's Ramadan somewhere, a festival, no lights. Five pillars of Islam are practiced so bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's Ramadan somewhere tonight. For those of you who feel left out of this song, I'd like to say, it's somewhere, a festival of for of are burning so bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's somewhere, it's somewhere, it's somewhere tonight.
Hey there, that was fun. I want to say to Betty Jo Tucker, what's her show? Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Congratulations on winning that award on your book. That was terrific. And your next show, Betty, Movie Attic Headquarters, on January 1st. Will be the New Year's Eve Club Deadline Romance, a sizzling New Year's Eve Club romantic novella that one reviewer says cries out for screen treatment. Two reviewers say that. I'll be the second one. She'll also discuss her Academy, the upcoming Academy Award nominations. That's Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Betty Jo Tucker, you gotta love her. She's fun. All right, now we're going to have a Kamikaze cornucopia of comedy going to come up called A Christmas 911. Here we go.
Like, oh, spilling the eggnog on a good rug, or defrosting the Christmas tree Christmas Eve, or hanging out in front of a fire with someone special named Chet. You roast the chestnut. Oh, Chet was very proud of his nut. Yeah, he really held them special. Why, he'd never let anyone else touch them or even get them hot. I guess that's why we broke up. Well, with that in mind, I wrote a little ditty I'd like to bring.
Toast his head on Christmas Day. Oh, try to hang in there, sir. Help is further along in the plot line. You better hang up. We suspect he's watching you. 3 p.m. that same day, Scrooge received an unexpected visit from his nephew, Fred.
Yes, I visited my uncle that day. As his only remaining relative and possible heir, I thought it might be good to get in good with the old geezer. As was my habit, I stepped up on him in hopes of giving him an early coronary, sending him to an early grave, and me to an early retirement. Someplace warm, like France. Well, if the good die young, I knew in my heart my uncle would live forever.
Boo! Boo!
I mean, Merry Christmas, Uncle Scrooge. How do you feel?
Great.
Too bad.
What'd you say?
I mean, I'm glad. Say, how about you coming over for Christmas dinner? We'd really love to have you. Oh, please. Oh, please.
Would I have to bring wine? Presents? A side dish?
Only if you felt like it.
Forget it, then, and goodbye.
Oh, you...
Hey, not you, Cratchit! Oh, Cratchit.
Scrooge approached the door of his home. An incident occurred which would change the course of his evening, perhaps his life.
Because I was born yesterday doesn't mean you can get that past me. There's more.
who's gonna be dinner?
You know me!
Yes! It's time for the next ghost! Talk about scary. I dart, I fly, I'm a dead! Whoa, 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 whoa!
Oh! Oh, big boy, remember me? Mommy! The dog answer. But I'll give you a hint. In the category of things to come, what?
It was 12 a.m., the last and perhaps most dangerous member of the SWAT team.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
You know, I'm not really a
child. Yes, they do.
In my travels,
Now, you see, we take it for granted because we're American that everybody wants to hear everything in American. Tonight, I'm bilingual. I'd like to bring out my interpreter tonight, Mr. Louis Caballero. Of the people, okay, for us tonight. And we're going to do the night before.
Say the secret word and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts.
You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
Well, Gracie, it's that time of year, dear.
Yes, George, I love the holidays. Let's sing Rudolph with all of our friends.
All right, Gracie, you start it off.
Thank you. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose.
And if you ever saw it, you see, you would even say it glows. Now, all of the other reindeer, you know, they used to laugh and call him names, you see. They never let poor Rudolph play in any reindeer games. Ooh, you dirty reindeer.
One foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say...
Oh, yes, Rudolph, with your compassion so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then all the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, you know.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Wonderful, Gracie.
Thank you.
Now, here I want you to do your little solo.
Oh.
Everybody listen to Gracie. You ready, dear?
Yes. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, over fields we go, laughing all the way.
Terrific. Now, everybody sing. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you dirty rat, you would even say it glows.
Now, all of the other reindeer, they used to laugh and call them names.
They never, ever, ever let poor Rudolph play in any reindeer games.
Ah, yes, then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa Claus came to sing.
Oh, is that your nose, Rudolph, or are you just happy to see me?
Now then, all the reindeer loved him. And they shouted out with glee, you know.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Oh, Gracie, that was wonderful. Now tell everyone good night.
Good night.
Hey. That was fun, wasn't it? Yeah, that was a little bit of a long set, but that was my 911 Christmas special with a lot of my friends in it. Hope you enjoyed it. Betty Joe Tucker is just joining us. Betty Jill, I said it before and I'll say it again. It's Betty Joe Tucker's wonderful Movie Attic headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. This Tuesday, January 1st, the New Year's Eve Club. Film critic author Diana Sanger, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, visits Movie Attic headquarters on January 1st to talk about Deadline Romance, her sizzling New Year's Eve Club romantic novella that one reviewer says cries out for a screen treatment. Wow, very nice. And Betty Jo's going to talk about the upcoming Academy Award nominations. Be interesting to see what Betty Jo thinks about all these movies. I don't know. She's always got a good thing to say, and check out her blogs, too. And congratulations on winning your award, Betty Jo. Let's hope they make it into a movie. That's all I'm saying. Let's go there. Yeah, yeah, let's do it. Let's go there. Always fun. Well, it's a crazy holiday, isn't it? Finally, the sun has come out. It has been not a lot of sun, and I'm not willing to let go of Christmas yet, so this is the holiday show, so here it comes. Boom shakalaka-laka. Get ready.
Thank you. Hello, children. I'm Miss Crandall, your substitute teacher. Miss Salvatore was suddenly called away, something about a case of food poisoning. But that shouldn't stop us from enjoying our lunch period, now should it? So, as a special treat, I'm going to read to you a very lovely holiday story called Kafka for Christmas, from the Scholastica Kafka for Children series. Once upon a Christmas Eve, there was a man named Gregor Samsa, who went to bed a businessman and woke up a Christmas roach, a really big one. Well, children, you can imagine how shocked Gregor was to wake up with antennas and six legs. His parents were not going to like this at all. Why, they never ever let him have a pet, let alone be one. Suddenly, there was a knock at the door. It was Gregor's dad, and he was mad. Gregor, he yelled, Merry Christmas, get up. It's time for you to go to work at your boring, nondescript job, so you can support me and the whole family while I stay home and read the paper out loud. Get off my case, said Gregor. I'll be out when I'm good and ready. Now, children, Gregor wasn't usually rude to his parents, but today was special. Next, his mom knocked on the door and yelled, Gregor, open this door at once. It's Christmas and you're upsetting your father. Next, his sister Greta put in her 2 cents with, Gregor's gonna get it, Gregor's gonna get it. Gregor said nothing. He just laid there feeling persecuted in a nightmarishly impersonal world. As you can guess by now, Gregor's family was very dysfunctional. So that morning, everyone left him alone to go open their Christmas presents, and Gregor spent the day in bed, his spiny roach legs flaying in the air trying to get up. As this was his first day as a roach, he didn't quite know how everything worked. Gregor could hear all the laughter, Christmas carols and everyone having fun in the other room. Now he was really pissed. So with all his roach might, he leaped out of bed, landed on his 6 little legs and opened the door with his roach jaw and screamed, Surprise! I'm a roach. I hope you're all satisfied. Well, you can imagine how shocked everyone was. They darn near had an aneurysm. Now Gregor's dad was really mad and yelled, What's the meaning of this? Is this some kind of political statement, or are you just trying to bug me? Gregor's mom passed out in the Christmas eggnog. Gregor's sister just kept yelling, Gregor's gonna get it, Gregor's gonna get it. The rest of the day, Gregor hid under the living room couch, and Greta brought him rotten food to eat and said, You old bug, you'll do anything to get attention. Then Greta would torture him by turning the lights on and off, on and off, on and off. Stop it! Gregor cried. Let's face it, children, as sisters go, Greta was a pain in the butt. Just then, Gregor's mom walked by wiping the eggnog off her face and saw Gregor gnawing on a piece of dead animal carcass and had a coronary right there on the spot. While his mother lay gasping for air on the floor, Greta got out her violin and began to play her favorite Christmas folk song, Das Kukaraches Christmas, for the lodgers who lived in their house. By the way, lodgers are people who live in your house when the economy is bad, and if they're related, they're called moochers. Just then, Gregor snapped and said, That does it! And he crawled out from under the couch into the dining room. Then one of the lodgers, named the letter K, just K, saw him and said, What's that? Gregor's dad said, It's nothing, Merry Christmas, concert's over, everybody go to bed. That does it, said Greta. I'm never going to get married with him around. She's right, said Gregor's dad, and Gregor's mom said nothing. She just lay on the floor, gasping for air. Let's get rid of him, cried Greta. Okay, but how? Chimed both his parents. Gregor grew nervous as they slowly took off their shoes and began throwing them at him. Ow! Stop it! It's Christmas, for crying out loud, cried Gregor. Then Gregor's dad yelled, Got him! They cried, and Gregor died. All the lodgers came down to look at the dead flat thing that only early Christmas Eve had been a businessman. Gregor's dad charged 10 cents a look, made a lot of money, and kicked the lodgers out. Then he tipped the maid a lot of money to get rid of Gregor's remains. And the family spent the rest of the holidays in the country, where Greta married Lodger K, just the letter K, and stretched her firm young body and said, "Great! Now I can have his room." Wasn't that a swell Christmas story, children? Why, you've hardly eaten a thing. Well, never mind. Let's just put everything away under our desk. And guess what? It's nap time. Merry Christmas. And now it's time for Nancy's Holiday Hints for the Home. Thaw Christmas Eve fish in milk for that fresh thawed flavor. Refrigerated Christmas candles burn slower. Pick up broken glass ornaments with a wet newspaper. For minor Christmas burns, use holy water, not butter. Christmas dinner too sweet? Add salt. Too salty? Add sugar. Can't get it just right? Eat out. For Christmas consumer shock victims, elevate legs 12 inches. Cut credit card in half. Do not give water or additional line of credit. Remove spelling bee stingers by scraping them away with a dictionary. Do not use a thesaurus. Santa's stuck zippers move easily when rubbed with a lead pencil. A dead reindeer doesn't fly at night. Remove Christmas gum from hair by massaging it with Christmas peanut butter. Remove gum gently with Christmas comb. For instant Christmas CPR, call 911. Clear passageway. 3 sets of 2 breaths, 15 compressions, and pray. What doesn't kill you Christmas Day only makes you stronger New Year's Eve. Men who remember birthdays and Christmas presents live longer and more productive lives. This has been Nancy Lombardo's Holiday Hints for the Home. Hi, I'm Nancy Lombardo. Would you like to do something special this Christmas? Me too. So this Christmas, instead of sponsoring some silly little third world child, why not sponsor me, Nancy Lombardo, an American? For just pennies a day, barely the cost of a cup of Prozac, you can be my sponsor. Just imagine what your money can do for me. With your help, I can afford new headshots, resumes, voice lessons, demo reels, and the much-needed psychiatric help my friends have been joking about behind my back. Think about it. You can save me, Nancy Lombardo, an American, or some anonymous foreign kid who will probably just grow up to overthrow our government. I think the choice is simple, America. Don't you?
Hello! I'm Irina.
And I'm Lubov.
And this is our Christmas extravaganza special. We hope you enjoy. Okay, hit me, lady.
Now, one, two. One, two, three, go.
Make the Yuletide.
our debt will be months away. Here we are as in olden days, happy shopping days at stores. Faithful friends who re-gift to us live in fear of us once more. Through the years we all will spend together, if the rates allow. Hang expensive stars upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Hey, that was fun. Betty Jo Tucker, you're such a trooper. Always in my chat room. Look at you, the chat room. And listening. Bye. We will solve this problem by New Year, Betty Jo. I hope we will. And it's the holidays coming up, and I just want to get in Mike Rocket. You can go to MikeRocket.com and check him out. But he sent me a holiday song, so I wanna promote it for him. Here we go, Mike Rocket's Holiday.
Joyful spirits. Snowflakes falling down somewhere. Think of those close to you and your family. Open your arms to those without any. But it seems like a few months ago was really many years ago. Look forward to receiving, but don't forget. Yeah.
Okay, that was Mike Rocket. You can go to MikeRocket.com and hear some more of his tunes. Hello, guest 1878. I don't know why you get guest numbers like that. I guess you're just a guest with no name. I've been through Blog Talk Radio with a guest with no name. I guess that would be it. And let's see what other Christmas jewels we have for you. Let's check it out here. All right, just a second, please. And I'll be right to the next song. So just a second. And we'll be right back to it. Okay, come in here. Why don't we have a little comedy now?
Boy, I will do anything not to pay union musicians. I just... Hello there, you sweetie. Well, want to be in a show? Well, these are the people who came in late. Now you're going to be picked on. Yeah, no, no, no. I'm sorry. We got a punishment here. We don't say no ladies. You buy 8 drinks now. Let's talk about what we're really here for. Me. Yes, Nancy Lombardo. You're probably wondering what kind of woman I am. I'll share it with you. I'm a new age woman. Yes, every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. How old would you like me to be? That's how old I am. Oh, you guessed wrong. Too far up. Yes, I am. I'm a mother of two, just so you know, mother of two. You guessed it. One's my husband. I don't know. He's very sweet. You know, I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. He's just so cute. I hate to shop, so I didn't return him. You know, I just kept him there, and it's just so... He's sweet. He says, look at that. You know, it's a man thing. But it's great. You know, I got all this testosterone running around my house. I'm not actually a housewife, by the way. I'm a migrant farmer. I am, because this is how I spend my days. Because the farthest distance from 2 points is a man's underwear and the hamper. It can't get in there. It can be over something, under something, in between something. It can't be in there. Because why? Men are born without the ability to bend over. I can't read this. It's too far. You're going to have to do it for me, honey. Get it. I can't do that unless it's food, of course. Food drops on the floor. 3-second rule.
Still good.
Me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City, never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. Na 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 na. Oh, no one needs her. No. Oh, yeah. And when I first time I saw West Side Story, I thought, that's my life. How did they know? Because both sides hated each other. They hated. You get the Puerto Ricans in one room and the Italians in another room. They're in the same room together. It's like they're both smelling bad food. Like that. It's very, very fun. My Italian grandmother was very fun. She was very cheap. She wouldn't turn on the lights until it was Helen Keller dark. Grandma, I got to read my homework. It's Helen Keller dark. And I would say, Grandma, I need light. You need a light. Your brother, he no need a light. Your father, he no need a light. But Miss Big Shot, oh, she need a light. You know what we used for light when I was your age? The sun! Is it me? Did anybody else have that grandmother that used the tea bag 100 times? Is it still good? You wanted some tea? Is it still good?
She does it.
Oh, you're giving her up. Oh, it's going to be a good Mother's Day for you, Michelle. I don't want you stinky old present. You're giving me up about the tea bag. The tea bag. And you would know because it was like a trick question if you wanted tea, you know? You want a tea? I don't know. Is that one from World War II? I don't know if I want tea that bad. And then, you know, no Italian grandmother would be complete without that large Italian purse that they always carried. Do you know why grandmothers carry those purses, Italian grandmothers?
Why?
For the bread! For the bread! You go to a wedding, you're not even seated. They're like, Grandma, Grandma, put those rolls back! Put those rolls back! Why? They ain't just gonna throw them away anyway. Yeah, but let them serve it first. Land a hurricane, sugar cane, and don't complain, don't explain. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything. Now it's called Cajun. I didn't know. She could speak two languages at the same time. Growing up, I had no idea what my mother was saying. She would turn to me and just start screaming, Linda! No, not that one. I don't have time for this kind of stuff. What I want to say, so stop! That hurt. What did you just say? And then she had these mom wisdoms that she used to impart to me, these mom wisdoms. Cliches, you might know them as, or glitches. I should call them. Mira, Nancy, listen to these glitches. It's going to save your life. Mira, the cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. My head hurts. What did you say? She was crazy that way. She was oblivious to racism. We lived in the... She moved us from the capital of Puerto Rico, New York City, to South Florida because they had an accent. She had an accent. It all worked out. So one day my mother comes home, she goes, Nancy, mira, I was in the store, I'm so excited. I heard there's a Spanish family on our block, but I have been driving around for hours and hours. I can't find them. Mom, we're the Spanish family. She's giving me good advice about finding a husband. She said, Nancy, mira, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I'll never forget the time he asked me with his little honest eyes, Mommy, where do babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest, so I looked into his eyes and I said, well, honey, in your case, they come from Absolute Vodka. I didn't want him to be misinformed like I was when I was little because I had really curly hair and my mom would brush it and I'd go, ow, ow! And she'd go, well, young lady, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? And for the longest time until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. Italian grandmothers. I love the Italian grandmothers. What do 60 Minutes and Italian grandmother have in common? You know, we didn't rehearse, by the way. Just so you know that this is great. This kid is just, Chris, can you play this? Can you play that? Can you play that? You wanna try something else, Chris? That other thing that we didn't rehearse?
Yeah.
All right, you feeling poetic?
I feel poetic.
Okay, feeling poetic. Let's get a little Kerouac here. You ready? I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko! Loser! You talk friendly! That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss is really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow, I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a dammed up situation. I have enough faults I wouldn't purpose to build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. There's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish. Not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Just men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably
I don't know, it's kind of a good thing to go out on. Just going to play one more thing. And then we have Betty Jo Tucker every Tuesday, Movie Attic Headquarter. Check out her sizzle reel for It Had to Be Us. I think it's up on YouTube. And congratulations, Betty Jo, again, for winning that fantastic award. And if you'll just type in the name of it, I'll announce it. But It Had to Be Us would make a great movie. Still saying it. Hope it comes around. That's terrific. Let's see. All right, Betty Jo Tucker, thank you for joining us, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And you can hear Comedy Concepts Mondays and Manic Mondays and Funny Fridays. We usually have some fun stuff going on. You can get a CD, Color Me Crazy, at cdbaby.com. And if I'm going to go off with my promo for my friend Steve Mendoza, who also have a show going on, and Steve is great, and if I could find where he did, do I have it under Steve, or do I have it under, here we go, it's called Promo Mendoza Style, so let's just play that for my friend Steve, and he's on Blog Talk Radio as well. Thank you all.
Hey, you're listening to Nancy Lombardo, and this is Comedy Concepts. You're not listening to Nancy Lombardo's Comedy Concepts, forget about it.
Yeah, all right. Thank you again for joining us today.
Yeah!
You can get my CD, Color Me Crazy, on CD Baby. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and special thanks to all my First Amendment friends out there for a 911 Christmas special, because we like to have fun. Yes, we do. Okay, so here we go.
Yeah, that's all, folks.